This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin. Speed limits on Arkansas highways and interstates will soon be going up, but there are concerns it will lead to an increase in accident fatalities, as KUAR News intern Phoebe Sanders reports.
To keep pace with neighboring states like Texas and Oklahoma, legislation from the Arkansas General Assembly passed last year permits Arkansans to drive at a maximum speed of 75 miles per hour instead of the current 70 on the rural four-lane sections of interstates, including I-30, I-40, I-530, and US 67. Shannon Newton, president of the Arkansas Trucking Association, says the influence of other states led to the increase in Arkansas.
If you look at the maps, pretty much everything east of us is still at 70. And everything west of us is at 75. Some of the pressure came from, Oklahoma and Texas are driving 75, so why can't we?
But she notes that history shows an increase in speed limits will inevitably make the severity of crashes worse and lead to a higher overall fatality rate.
The last time Arkansas increased speed limits, we went from 65 to 70 in 1996, and the fatality rate increased by 9.4%. over the 24 months following that increase. So certainly concerned that the fatality rate and the crash severity rate will increase in Arkansas over the next 12 to 24 months as those speed limits go into effect. But, ultimately it's a public policy decision that was made by the legislature and has supported the public. People want to drive fast.
In April 2019, the legislature approved Act 784, which enabled this increase from 70 to 75 miles per hour. In cities, speed limits would rise to 65 or 70 miles per hour. The Arkansas Highway Commission last month gave final approval to the change, effective July 1st. But the State Department of Transportation says the new speed limits won't take effect until the installation of new speed limit signs, which will likely be completed next month. Nick Chabaria, a spokesman for AAA, says there are benefits of an increased speed limit.
It improves mobility. It keeps traffic flowing. Traffic patterns can always change by different development around that area. Some places get built up and traffic tends to increase. The other thing is motorist safety. When traffic's moving and the roads are flowing, it's less people are having to merge and get on and off and being able to maintain their speed, which is a factor in keeping crashes at a minimum. And then respect for the law. If you're going over the speed limit, you're essentially breaking the law. So setting speeds that kind of follow the flow of traffic, and again, with appropriate safety measures in place, more people will be within the law.
In the meantime, Bill Sadler, a spokesman for the Arkansas State Police, reminds drivers that troopers will be enforcing the current speed limit.
The Arkansas State Police has not received any official notification from the Highway Department of any imminent changes. We know that they are working on some paperwork, some administrative processes that have to be completed. But as of this date, we have not received those processes or those reports.
15 other states in the U.S. have also raised their maximum speed limit to 75. Phoebe Sanders, KUAR News.